This is Ron Moss Ministries. It's Sunday morning, early Sunday morning, and I couldn't help but just, I woke up this morning and I was thanking God for how he kept me over the night. I thought about how he's kept me all week long. I thought about how I've still been blessed to be in my right mind, to still be able to think clearly, still be able to see and look around and be able to witness his wonderful blessings. I thought about the breath that I still have in my body and how important that is to me. I thought about the fact that, you know, some 2 months later that I don't have COVID-19. I'm still able to go and come and do what I need to do as I please. I thought about how, you know, as I travel up and down the highways, that I haven't ran into anybody and nobody has ran into me. You know, it appears that sometimes we can get caught up into the routine of worship. You know, how many people are preparing now to, because of the changes that we've had to make, and we're getting prepared for what we call now roadside service, and we're getting prepared to get on Facebook Live and or conference calls, and we thank God for the fact that technology is such that there's still a way to be able to reach the masses. We thank God for that, but how often do we get caught up into the routine of worship? And worship doesn't become real anymore, it becomes routine. When and how can we ever understand that worship, first and foremost, has to be personal? It has to be your relationship with God, and you got to make it real. You got to be able to understand that everything I want, everything I need, everything I gotta have has to come through me worshiping him. And worship can't happen in bad times. Worship can't happen in good times. Worship has to be a part of your lifestyle. If you want to make worship real, worship has to be a part of everything that you do. I'm not saying you have to be a religious fanatic, but everything, any and everything has to become second, because he has to be first and he has to be real. If we get into the routine of worship, then everything else around us become routine too. Problems become routine. Circumstances and situations become routine. Lifestyles become routine when worship is not real. You see, all of us, whether we like it or not, we've got to go through the storms of life. That means that you could identify yourself as a good person, one that you kind of come to the conclusion that you do the right things, you work, you've still been blessed to be able to have an essential job, and so you're still working. You provide for your family, whether that's cooking or taking them to and from, or whatever that situation may be. You've identified yourself as a good person. You go to church when you're able to go. If not, you're part of the roadside service. If not, you're watching Facebook Live, you're on a conference call. But has it become routine, or is it real? Because once worship becomes real, then it takes on a different personality. When worship becomes real, things are just not the same anymore. Matter of fact, the Bible is very clear. When worship is real, every time you get caught up in the worship, it's something brand new. I'm convinced now that my life can never be the same every day if my lifestyle is tied up into real worship. That each day becomes a different day. Each day becomes an opportunity for me to get even closer and closer to Christ. Each day becomes an opportunity for me to continue to ask Him, Lord, what is it that I can do to represent You even better? Because when we get into the routine of worship, let's think about for a minute what we used to do, how it appeared to be routine. We go to church. Usually we park in our same parking lot or our same parking place. We sit in our same particular seat and we get our program and we get positioned to get set up for our usual worship routine. We then have opportunities to give and opportunity to listen to good music, and then the preacher comes and gives us a good word. Then we have time for prayer and altar call, and then service is over. We go and greet and speak to a few people. We get back in our vehicles and we go home. Some of us go home to prepare a meal. Some of us go home to prepare to watch a sporting event on TV. Some of us prepare to have to get some rest to go to work. And to me, that's what I call routine worship. But when worship becomes real, it takes on a whole different atmosphere. Everything that you do becomes spiritual, and so it becomes different. What do you mean? That means that when you get to church, it's hard to get out of the car because you're in worship. You're in real worship. Because on your way there, you couldn't help but think about the good things that He's done for you. You couldn't help. Matter of fact, and what I'm really saying is your praise party has already started when you got up that morning. Because it becomes important to understand that every day that I get up and I'm in my right mind and I'm in my right faculties and I know that there's a time for praise and worship. And I get to spend just a few minutes thanking Him for all that He's done and all that He's going to do. I think about as I go throughout the house, I can't help but thank Him because He's allowed me to wake up with a roof still over my head. What an opportunity for real worship. I'm able to cut my shower on, and clear and clean water is coming through. What an opportunity for worship. And as I travel to church and I begin to get out of my car, it's hard for me to get out because I'm still in praise and worship because He's allowed me to drive. He's allowed me to have a way of transportation. See, when worship is real, things don't become normal. You begin to understand just how good God is. It's hard to get out of the car because you're such in a different setting. You're in real worship now. And so you don't have to get in church to get your praise on. You can actually have a praise celebration right in the parking lot because you're in real worship. Because people who are in real worship understand that God is everywhere. Lord have mercy. They understand that He still sits up high and He still looks down low, that He still has all power, that He still can set folk free. He can still be a healer. He can still be a deliverer. He can still bring peace that still surpasses all understanding. And I believe that if we at any time in our life need to understand and have real worship, that time is now. Because we're going through something right now. We're experiencing something that for some of us, we've never, ever experienced anything like this before. And we can say that this is real. This pandemic is real. We can say the economy situation is real. We can say that people who are already suffering are suffering more is real. But I believe that if we would put all of that under the umbrella of real worship, we still serve a God that can still turn all this around. We still serve a God that still has all power in his hand. He is still our all in all. He is still our everything. He is still our Alpha and our Omega. He is still our beginning. He's still our end. In real worship, you begin to understand that he's still our all and our all. In real worship, you recognize and understand that he is our everything. And no matter what I'm facing, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what the doctors say, no matter what the attorneys say, no matter what the rent managers say, no matter what the mortgage folks say, that I'm believing that when I'm in real worship, he finds a way out of no way. My hope and my prayer is that we get out of the routine of worship and get back to when worship was real. All you got to do is when you get up this morning, and if you're already up, thank him for what he's already done, and then worship him for what he's doing right now, and then get into real worship for what he's going to do on tomorrow. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.